A Russian Physician. Mr. P was a physician from Moscow, as distinguished for his eminent moral qualities as he was for his knowledge. The individual who invoked him knew him only by reputation, but had not had any direct relationship with him. The original communication was given in Russian. After the invocation.
Are you here?
Yes, on the day of my death I came to you, but you resisted all my attempts to get you to write. I heard what you said about me, and that enabled me to become acquainted with you. Then I had the desire to converse with you and to be useful.
Since you were such an upright individual, why did you suffer so much?
It was an act of grace from the Lord, who in such a manner wanted to enable me to advance as much as possible while on that world, and to enable me to feel the value of my final deliverance from it.
Did the thought of death frighten you?
No, I had too much faith in God for that.
Was the separation process difficult?
No, what you would call my last moment was nothing. I only felt a very quick jolt, and soon afterward found myself very happy at having become disencumbered by my miserable carcass.
Then what happened?
I had the fortune of seeing a large number of friends who had come to meet me and welcome me, especially those whom I had had the satisfaction of helping.
What region are you in? Are you in some planet?
Surrounding the planets, there is what you call space. That is where I am. But how many gradations there are in this immensity? Men have no idea. How many rungs there are on this Jacob's ladder that goes from earth up to heaven, that is, from the abasement of incarnation on a lower world such as yours, up to the complete purification of the soul. One does not come to where I am now except after many trials, meaning many incarnations.
So you must have had many existences.
How could it be otherwise? There are no exceptions to the immutable order set by God. The reward can only be given after victory has been won in the struggle. And when the reward is large, it necessarily means that the struggle must have been considerable too. But human life is so short that the struggle is fulfilled only in stages, and such stages are the many successive existences. Now that I am on a higher rung, it is obvious that I have attained this happiness through a succession of battles in which God sometimes allowed me victory.
What does your happiness consist of?
That is more difficult to explain. The happiness I'm experiencing is an extreme self-contentment, not as a result of my merits, which would be pride, and pride is a mark of backward spirits, but a contentment that entails being immersed in God's love and the realization of His infinite goodness. It is the profound joy of seeing the right and the good, of being able to say, perhaps I have contributed to the betterment of a few individuals who have lifted themselves up to the Lord. I feel as though I am one with happiness. It is a sort of fusion between the Spirit and the divine good. I have the gift of seeing the purest spirits, of understanding their missions, and knowing that I will also attain that state. In the incommensurable infinite, I can glimpse regions so resplendent with the divine fire that they dazzle me when I contemplate them through the veil still covering them. But what am I saying? Can you comprehend my words? That fire of which I speak, do you believe that it is like the fire of the sun, for example? No, it is something inexpressible to men. For words express objects only, physical or metaphysical matters about which they have a memory or an intuition. But since they have no memory whatsoever of what is completely unknown to them, they have no words available that can enable them to perceive it. However, know that it is already an immense joy in thinking that we can evolve forever.
So you were so kind as to state that you wanted to be of some use to me. In what way, may I ask?
I can help you in your moments of disencouragement, strengthen you in your weakness, and console you in your sorrows. If your faith is shaken by some kind of trouble and you feel perplexed, call me. God will give me the words needed to remind you of Him and lead you back to Him. If you feel ready to succumb under the weight of tendencies that your conscience feels are incorrect, call me. I will help you bear your cross just as Jesus was helped to bear His, the cross which mightily proclaims truth and charity. If you weaken under the weight of your sorrows, if despair seizes you, call me. I will come to lift you out of the abyss, speaking spirit to spirit, reminding you of the duties imposed on you, not because of societal or material considerations, but because of the love that you will sense in me, the love that God has dispensed to my being in order to transmit it to those whom He can save. Of course, you have friends on earth. Perhaps they have shared in your troubles. Perhaps they have already saved you on occasion. During times of affliction, you seek them out, and you take your regrets and tears to them. And in exchange, they give you proof of their affection through their counsels, support, and tenderness. Well then, don't you think that a friend here might also be a good thing? Isn't it consoling to be able to say, when I die, my friends on earth will be at my deathbed praying and weeping for me, but my friends in space will be at the threshold of my new life and will come smiling to greet me and lead me to the place that I have merited by my virtue.
Why have I deserved the protection you want to give me?
Because I have felt an attachment to you since the day of my death. I have seen you as a spiritist, a good medium, and a sincere adherent among all those I left below. I perceived you first, so I have decided to contribute to your progress, not only in your own interest, but in the interest of all whom you have called to the path of the truth. You can see that God loves you so much that He has made you a missionary. All those about you will gradually share in your beliefs. Even the most rebellious will at least listen to you. And one day you will see that they too will believe. Do not give up. Always press forward, despite the obstacles along the way. Take me as your support if you feel discouraged.
I wouldn't dare believe myself worthy of such a big favor.
You are obviously far from perfection, but your ardor in spreading good teachings, your sustaining of the faith of those who hear you, your proclamation of charity, goodness, and benevolence, even when someone does not behave properly toward you, your resistance to the impulses of anger that you could easily give in to against those who afflict or belittle your intentions, all these attributes fortunately act as a counterweight to the evil still in you. And know that forgiveness of offenses is a powerful mitigating force against evil. God has covered you with His grace through the faculty He has given you, and it is up to you to develop it through your own efforts in order to work effectively for the salvation of your neighbor. I am leaving you for now, but you can count on me. Try to moderate your earthly ideas and live more frequently with your friends on this side.
Background music by Kevin MacLeod.